a nighthawk just dive bombed us. It's still, we're on a hilltop. It's still circling. There, it did it again. Wow. And it disappeared. You must be near its nest.
I was going to say when it first went over and you said, I've never heard them do this before, that it seemed angry. Like it was trying to get us to go away.
All right. Well, I guess we'll oblige it now. It's circling again.
Holy hell.
It is evening on the first day of our vacation, or what we've been calling our vacation. And I have had some thoughts that calling it a vacation might not convey to everybody exactly what it is, and that's illustrated by the fact that on the first day we woke up at 2:45 and I was feeling nervous and panicky about it, and like we were doing the wrong thing and this is never a good idea. It was the opposite of excitement for a break. So why is that what most people and what I might myself think of when I hear the word vacation would be total relaxation and taking a break, but also coming back to something the break is stopping and then resuming again. And our longer vacations have all sort of had this in common, that we haven't really been sure that we're going to be doing the same thing when we come back. And has changed her role at the Reno Collective, our co-working space, handed the management duties over to partner Colin, and I have handed over responsibility for the startup Postmatic that I founded with my friend Jason in Vermont, and he's taking care of it right now all on his own. And can't be sure that it'll be the same thing when I get back. And while I have faith in my opportunities and my security and my skills and Anne's too, and I know that we never regret these vacations, however uncertain they are, or even if they're more like a leap of faith, that we always come out okay. We never do regret them in the end. They always refresh and renew us. And we never collect a paycheck while we're doing them. So this is no different, but it didn't stop me from waking up and worrying about it. And now that we've packed up the car and been on the road for a day, we're high in some lonely hills in Utah along the old California trail, the Hastings Cut Off, it said. We have a campsite with a fantastic view and the sun is setting. And those worries are starting to drift away. So those are my thoughts for day one. And it doesn't change the fact that we are really counting on this trip to refresh and renew us and give us energy so that whatever we come back to, we will come back to it with energy and enthusiasm and be ready to do the next thing, whatever it turns out to be. But it's that kind of vacation, and it's really the only kind for us. We'll see what tomorrow has in store. Till then, bye-bye.